With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Psychological archetypes of Rahu Nakshatras. Let us explore how the three Rahu-ruled nakshatras, Ardra, Swati, and Shatabhisha, give rise to distinct psychological archetypes by blending Rahu's qualities of intensity, disruption, rebellion, and futuristic insight with the elemental and symbolic tone of their signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Ardra in Gemini. Ardra merges Gemini's agile intellect and communicative style with Rahu's emotional turbulence and hunger for transformation. This nakshatra is psychologically intense, emotionally charged, and mentally sharp, often carrying grief or trauma that becomes a catalyst for brilliance. When Rahu or Mercury is placed here, the innovator or the maverick arises, archetypes who express raw emotion through piercing ideas or shocking articulation. With Mars or Moon, the reformer or the catalyst may emerge, emotionally driven changemakers who confront pain to drive forward healing or awareness. Ardra archetypes live through extremes and are mentally wired to break through grief, structure, silence, or taboo. Their edge lies in emotional truth, expressed through intellect and sometimes volatility. Swati in Libra. Swati combines Libra's grace and diplomacy with Rahu's independence and desire to test boundaries. This nakshatra is psychologically oriented toward freedom, adaptability, and self-discovery through social dynamics. When Rahu or Venus is here, the diplomat or the maverick is born, someone who balances charm with rebellion and bends rules with poise. With Mercury or Moon, we see the creator or the guardian, archetypes who nurture individuality within relationships or use communication to protect fluid boundaries. Swati archetypes are emotionally detached yet socially tuned, wired for personal freedom within collective structures. They sway like the wind, often underestimated in their subtle power to challenge, shift, and innovate. Shatabhisha in Aquarius. Shatabhisha merges Aquarius's detached idealism and system-focused thinking with Rahu's mystical, disruptive, and healing power. It is the nakshatra of 100 healers, psychologically introverted, intense, and oriented towards systems, secrets, and the unseen. When Rahu or Saturn is placed here, the catalyst or the strategist appears, archetypes who challenge norms to facilitate collective healing or deeper awareness. With Jupiter or Ketu, the visionary or the arbitrator arises, individuals who hold detached insight, often operating as unseen spiritual technicians or reformers. Shatabhisha archetypes are solitary, analytical, and profound. They heal in silence, break illusions with clarity, and think in patterns invisible to most. Their psychology is oriented toward the deep end of reform, identity dissolution, and scientific or metaphysical mastery. Rahu nakshatras bring forth archetypes that break, bend, or rewire. Ardra grieves and awakens, Swati explores and liberates, and Shatabhisha retreats and heals. These archetypes are driven by unresolved hunger, karmic compulsion, and future-coded intelligence, often misfits turn guides in their journey through intensity, disruption, and innovation. Psychological archetypes within Ardra nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Ardra nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes. Sun in Ardra. The Sun in Ardra expresses through intense self-inquiry, mental sharpness, and a transformative drive. Identity is forged through challenge, resilience, and the confrontation of truth. This produces the visionary, who leads through radical clarity and forward thinking, and the catalyst, who uses personal intensity to ignite transformation in others. There's a tendency to shine light into darkness, often becoming a beacon of hope after destruction. Moon in Ardra. Moon in Ardra is emotionally intense, mentally active, and often turbulent beneath the surface. Feelings may be processed intellectually, with emotional responses tied to change and reinvention. This archetype expresses as the reformer, who emotionally engages with systemic or internal overhaul, or the diplomat, whose emotional empathy arises from deep personal grief and understanding. Their emotional body is a vessel for collective purification. Mars in Ardra. Mars here becomes storm-like, passionate, strategic, and capable of enduring suffering to achieve transformation. This results in the Catalyst, whose courage and intensity disrupt stagnation, or the Executor, who charges into chaos with clarity and resolve. Mars in Ardra doesn't fear collapse. It fights through it and rebuilds. It's action forged in pain, but expressed through purpose. Mercury in Ardra. Mercury in Ardra is brilliant, biting, and complex. There is a gift for language that cuts to the truth, often exposing what others conceal. This produces the innovator, whose thinking is visionary, disruptive, and original, and the arbitrator, who analyzes nuance, contradiction, and emotional undercurrents with surgical intellect. Words are tools of reformation, not comfort. Jupiter in Ardra. Jupiter here seeks wisdom through intensity. It doesn't shy away from painful truths and believes in transformation as a spiritual process. This produces the visionary, who teaches through experience and emotional honesty, or the reformer, whose beliefs are rooted in social evolution, not tradition. Their faith is tested, but unshakable, born from the storms they survive. Venus in Ardra. Venus in Ardra expresses a deep desire for transformative connection. Love becomes a crucible of change, often linked to intense longing or karmic entanglements. This creates the creator, whose art is raw, honest, and cathartic, and the diplomat, who builds bonds from the shared experience of emotional depth. Beauty and affection are earned, not given freely. Saturn in Ardra. Saturn stabilizes Ardra's mental-emotional turbulence into focused endurance. The result is the strategist, who builds long-term solutions out of wreckage, or the administrator, who maintains order in stormy systems. Their psychological tone is sober, realistic, and patient, able to shoulder great responsibility in times of emotional upheaval. They transform through slow, deliberate reconstruction. Rahu in Ardra. Rahu intensifies Ardra's hunger for knowledge, reinvention, and individuality. This gives rise to the Maverick, who rebels through insight and mental disruption, and the Catalyst, whose very presence invites radical change. These individuals often push boundaries around grief, truth, and identity, appearing eccentric or unstable, but carrying revolutionary clarity beneath. Ketu in Ardra. Ketu in Ardra gives detachment from the chaos, even while moving through it. There is a karmic sense of loss or emotional purification. This creates the arbitrator, who remains calm amidst others' storms and sees through illusion with startling accuracy, or the visionary, whose insights come from loss, withdrawal, and inner surrender. They carry the wisdom of endings and the quiet clarity of after the storm. Psychological archetypes within Swati Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Swati Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Swati. The Sun expresses individuality through independence, adaptability, and a desire to lead by example, not authority. Identity is fluid, diplomatic, and driven by ideals of freedom and self-discovery. This produces the Maverick, who leads by challenging conformity and carving a unique path, and the visionary, who sees future potentials through innovation, communication, and personal sovereignty. Moon in Swati. Moon in Swati brings emotional flexibility, sensitivity to social environments, and an instinct to maintain peace. Emotions are filtered through the need for balance, freedom, and interpersonal harmony. This supports the diplomat, who uses emotional intelligence to harmonize group dynamics, and the guardian, who offers a non-intrusive, supportive presence that honors individuality in others. Mars in Swat. Mars in Swati acts with agility, strategy, and a preference for non-confrontational assertiveness. It seeks progress without rigidity, using cleverness instead of force. This gives rise to the reformer, who implements change through negotiation and adaptation, and the catalyst, whose flexible, action-driven nature accelerates transformation while respecting personal space and autonomy. Mercury in Swati. Mercury here is curious, communicative, and thrives in diverse or mobile environments. The mind is fast, persuasive, and interested in ideas that liberate. This expresses the innovator, who adapts language and systems to evolving needs, and the arbitrator, who balances complex viewpoints through logic, wit, and neutrality. Communication becomes their way of creating space for change. Jupiter in Swati, Ishvedi teaches freedom, inclusion, and philosophical expansiveness. Its wisdom is open-ended, future-facing, and geared toward individual empowerment. This supports the architect, who builds ethical or intellectual systems that protect liberty and individual rights, and the visionary, whose teachings are spacious, optimistic, and transformative through tolerance and possibility. Venus in Swati. Venus in Swati values beauty through balance, elegance through lightness, and love through autonomy. Relationships must feel spacious and inspired. This gives rise to the creator, who weaves art and connection with grace and fluidity, and the diplomat, who diffuses tension with charm, fairness, and a deep appreciation for aesthetic and emotional equilibrium. Saturn in Swati. Saturn here struggles to ground in Swati's airy flow, but eventually expresses as steady independence and quiet discipline. The individual builds reliability within fluid systems. This produces the strategist, who adapts long-term plans to changing conditions with patience and foresight, and the administrator, who structures movement and ensures sustained momentum in evolving environments. Rahu in Swati. Rahu in Swati seeks uniqueness through rebellion, movement, and intellectual experimentation. It brings a hunger for unconventional expression and personal autonomy. This supports the maverick, who redefines identity and social roles through unapologetic individuality, and the catalyst, whose energy stirs others toward self-liberation, curiosity, and change. Ketu in Swati. Ketu detaches from conformity and external approval, often becoming a quiet source of wisdom, neutrality, and unconventional insight. This supports the arbitrator, who sees beyond polarity and resolves conflict with clarity and detachment, and the visionary, who operates through intuitive intelligence, subtle influence, and karmic objectivity in navigating social and spiritual realms. Psychological archetypes within Shatabhisha Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Shatabhisha Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Shatabhisha. The Sun in Shatabhisha expresses individuality through secrecy, independence, and visionary detachment. Identity is defined by a commitment to truth, no matter how disruptive or unconventional. This supports the visionary, who operates on a futuristic wavelength with strong ideals, and the maverick, who questions norms and forges a solitary but impactful path of originality and truth. Moon in Shatabhisha. Moon here brings emotional distance, intensity, and a need for solitude and authenticity. These individuals experience emotional transformation through isolation, insight, and healing. This produces the guardian, who quietly protects others' emotional space and inner process, and the reformer, who channels emotional depth into healing innovation or transformational service. Mars in Shatabhi. Mars in this nakshatra acts with unconventional intensity and intellectual courage. Action is focused on breaking barriers, often in psychological or technological spheres. This supports the catalyst, who uses inner force to provoke breakthroughs, and the executor, who works diligently behind the scenes to implement change in systems or medicine, especially when others hesitate. Mercury in Shatabhisha. Mercury here is curious, intuitive, and often scientific or psychological in tone. It communicates in abstract systems, truth codes, or detached logic. This brings forward the innovator, who disrupts traditional thinking through unconventional insight, and the arbitrator, who uses objectivity and clarity to bring resolution, especially in sensitive, complex, or hidden matters. Jupiter in Shatabhisha. Jupiter expresses philosophical rebellion and spiritual innovation here. Wisdom is often hidden, mystical, or acquired through non-traditional study or solitary realization. This gives rise to the architect, who builds abstract systems, healing modalities, or futuristic teachings, and the visionary, whose idealism is unconventional and often challenges collective belief structures. Venus in Shatabhisha. Venus in this nakshatra expresses emotionally cool but deeply intense beauty and desire. Love is felt in the realm of the mind, detachment, and unspoken emotional landscapes. This supports the creator, who expresses through abstract, futuristic, or emotionally healing art, and the diplomat, who navigates intimacy and social tension with calm grace and emotional intelligence. Saturn in Shatabhisha. Saturn here offers structure to chaos, bringing order to systems that govern healing, innovation, or deep inquiry. These individuals are quiet architects of collective stability. This produces the administrator, who maintains order in obscure or unstable environments, and the strategist, who works slowly and steadily to build systems rooted in truth and deep logic, often with social relevance. Rahu and Shatabisha, Rahu amplifies the urge to break free, heal, and transcend norms through originality and radical detachment. These individuals may obsess over emotional control or visionary innovation. This supports the maverick, who walks a solitary but groundbreaking path, and the catalyst, who forces awareness or growth by dismantling illusions or exposing what is hidden. Ketu and Shatabisha. Ketu here expresses karmic mastery of inner healing, emotional independence, and mystical detachment. These individuals often work invisibly, holding deep truth and intuitive healing knowledge. This brings forward the arbitrator, who sees through emotional fog and brings peace through stillness and clarity, and the visionary, whose presence reveals hidden realities and offers subtle transformative insight into the collective psyche.